Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Road Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're so glad you're listening in with us.
We are all just ridiculous with cell phones.
Aren't we?
All of us are sitting here.
We're all sitting here taking pictures. During the commercial break.
I know. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. We'd love for you to join the conversation. Log on to facebook.com/The Music Row Show. Chat alongside with us.
Yeah, don't forget Twitter. You can also find us there at The Music Row Show. And then after the show, we can put some pictures up on Instagram, also at The Music Row Show.
It's all true.
And listen, in case you haven't heard, Dish subscribers, you can now watch us on TV because Blue Highways TV is now on Dish.
Right. You can watch us four times a week on Channel 73 all over the country, and for the first time right here in Nashville, which is exciting.
For better or for worse.
Well, it's for better tonight.
Look yeah, at absolutely.
This, look at this eye candy we have going on here.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Oh. I think, yeah, anyway.
Jamie put on his good T-shirt. We're in good shape.
Yeah, this is the best one I've got in the closet. Yeah.
He's got a big closet, too. I've seen it.
Really?
It's a walk-in.
Whoa, how about that?
It's almost half as big as his house. It really is. It's huge.
Uh-oh, we're...
Oh, look. Is that where you want me? Oh, we're there? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, hey, how you doing?
There we go. Check that out.
All we had was we had Darren's shoulder on TV. That's fantastic.
What a shoulder it is.
Oh, it's a massive shoulder.
That's right. Channel 73 on Dish, yeah. Blue Highways TV. We've already run off the rails here. That's all right. Whatever. Hino, tell our listeners about these nice
folks. Well, you know what? We are thrilled to welcome back the rock stars of bluegrass. Stars of the brand new TV show, Daily and Vincent, The Daily and Vincent Show.
Right,
which,
right.
Oddly enough, I don't know how you guys came up with that name, but it's Daily and Vincent joining us here tonight. These guys have won so many awards, I can't even tell you, including 13 IVMA awards, 3 for Entertainer of the Year, 3 for Vocal Group of the Year, Album of the Year, 3-time Grammy Award nominations, including 1 for Bluegrass Album of the Year Brothers of the Highway, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, well, great album. I've been telling them before the show. I've been driving around with that CD in my car for a couple of years now. And 3 Dove Awards for Bluegrass Album of the Year. So we are just thrilled to have them here back again. They're so fun. Daily and Vincent, welcome back to the Music Row Show.
All right.
Woo! Great to be here.
It's your third time on our program.
Yeah, we figured you'd never have us back after the first time. Are y'all
sick?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
And we appreciate that.
We're gluttons. Yeah. We're gluttons. Yeah.
No, congratulations. This has been a great year for you guys. And Hino just mentioned the live CD, DVD, Alive in Concert, which it's still available at Cracker Barrel?
It's available at a lot of Cracker Barrel stores, and then we're carrying on the road now at all of our concerts.
Okay. Excellent. Great. And the new TV show premiering on RFD this coming Saturday, is that right?
It's this September 5th.
That's this one.
Yeah.
You're going to have a big viewing party somewhere. And
we're going to be in Canada. So that is.
Yeah. Well, it's big. RFD's really big up there.
Right,
yeah,
right, right. Yeah. Well, Darren, you said that you guys had been kind of conceptualizing the idea for a TV show for years.
Yeah.
And talk about that and tell us about the show evolution. And does that kind of feed into your all's YouTube, all the videos you used to do on YouTube?
Well, I don't know about that. We just we loved the YouTube because we just liked to have fun, and a lot of folks that come to our shows enjoyed seeing us cut up, and
right.
they wanted to see more stuff on the bus, really.
Ah.
YouTube stuff. And so we really need to get back to that. But I'm telling you what, with the TV show, it was really a big dream of Jamie's, and I got on board with that, and we've been trying to do this for, well, ever since we started Daily and Vincent, which is, I think we're going into our 9th year. We've been Daily and Vincent for 8 years. And
this is our 8th anniversary tonight.
Tonight,
well,
it's our 8th anniversary.
Yeah.
I know.
Anniversary, guys.
And you know what?
You didn't bring a cake.
I did not know.
Or at least Karen Bird, because we haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah. Well, she's Karen a school teacher.
I know she is. Yeah. Mrs. Bird.
Yeah. So anyway, we really, Jamie's been writing on a long time. We've been talking about it in the back of the bus. And but nobody really has a $1 million chick sitting around to do a TV show.
Yeah, we were told no a million times.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Well, if I had a dollar a time.
Exactly, we'd had it.
Perfect.
So we got our new Don Light, our first manager, really tried hard, and it's just really hard to come up with that kind of cash. And Zach Kaufler, our new manager with Apex Entertainment, we was talking around, and Jamie's talking around with Springer Mountain Farms, and Gus, we presented him with an idea, and flew down to his chicken plant down there, and we had a big meeting with some of the people in there make decisions, and he said, I just like the idea. And before you know it, he said, we said, we can split this up and give you some more, you know, won't have to bear all the burden financially. He said, no, I want the whole show. He said, I want Springer Mountain Farm to be the sole sponsor of the show. So thank you, Gus Arendelle and Springer Mountain Farms. You guys are the bomb.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Well, I love the strategy because your show is at 9:30 Eastern on Sunday nights, isn't it?
Saturday
nights. Which is great because our show's at 7 Eastern on Saturday nights as well.
Is it Saturday now?
Well, wow. No, we have the replay from
right. I thought it was Friday nights, not Saturday nights.
It's on Saturdays as well. So that way people can then watch you. Yes. I love how you guys thought of that because obviously that was part of the discussions.
Well,
I'm guessing.
That was in the original meeting.
that's what I'm saying.
You know, I said, if we do this, those guys have got to be on before us.
Yeah.
And I said, we'll
they
be more open than
for
happy.
Us, not the other way around.
I said, we'll be more than happy to close out for them. Not a problem. Not an issue.
So what are some of the highlights that we can expect from you guys? A lot of bluegrass, Foo Fighters. I mean, who's going to be?
You know, you say a lot of bluegrass. Well, we like to do a lot of different kinds of music. Now, the hardcore True Daily and Vincent fans know that. They're aware of that, and they love that. And we love them for it because they don't try to put us in a box and say, you have to sing three-quarter bluegrass songs.
Right.
You know? And we love that. We sing all kinds of different things. So we have a 12 or 13 piece band on stage.
Wow.
Our regular bluegrass band, and then we have our drummer, we have electric guitar player, a steel player, a piano player.
A drummer?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Bill Monroe did it.
The horrors.
There was actually this guy on Facebook this week said, I can't believe they're using a drummer. Said, we know what happens to bluegrass bands, that they die a painful death with a drummer. Well, we've had him for 5 years. We're still living.
Yeah. Well, it's a slow and painful death.
Yeah, I guess that's
where you rise to success first. Yeah.
So, but we're going to do country, classic country, bluegrass, gospel. Every show ends with a Bible verse and a gospel song around the piano,
which
is really important. We've got special guests. Vince Gill, the Oak Ridge Boys are on there with us.
Yeah.
Emily
Warner.
West, Steve Warner, Flat Lonesome, Dan Tominski, Jimmy Fortune, and a lot of others coming. And
so nobody good.
Cleverly?
Yeah, Cleverly. Yeah. Nobody.
Well, wait a minute. They've all been on our show.
I know.
What's wrong with you? Great.
We're really watching you. And we're doing a lot of cooking on there, too.
Sweet. Yeah.
Food and music. But I want to address the drums and bluegrass.
Yeah.
For those who we've had a lot of people ask, why do you carry drums? Well, we play a lot of different venues.
We
don't just do Bluegrass Festival. We play country music shows, do the Grand Ole Opry a lot.
Yeah.
And when you go and play up against the Taylor Swifts and the Carrie Underwoods and these big, huge bands, you take a banjo, a guitar, and a bass out there after they've got through, it sounds like a little thimble compared to a huge wagon wheel sound.
So everybody's like this when they're out there. You don't like that. Everyone's like.
Like there's a vacuum going on. Yeah. So if we add a drum to what we do, it gives us a fighting chance at competing with those type artists.
Sure does.
I would recommend a tuba.
A tuba as well. You know, that's exactly right.
That's what you need.
You play tuba?
No. Okay, no. I'm surprised he didn't say accordion because he plays accordion.
Well, that was going to be my next suggestion.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the reason why we do that, to try to compete. And I'll tell you what, the people that listen to music nowadays are used to heavy drums on other music. If you add just a taste of that into our music, it really is pleasing to their ears. They don't understand it. But, hey, they want to buy the record, and they want to follow us.
There you go.
That's the key.
That is the key.
Yes.
That's it. So what were your favorite shows on TV growing up, and any that you specifically drew from?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
The Statler Brothers Show.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Number one show 7 years in a row on TNN and Nashville Now. I loved those two shows because back then I was a lot younger, and I loved Shotgun Red.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was a real human for a long time. You know, and I kept telling Daddy, I want to meet Shotgun Red. You know. And Daddy kept looking at me and said, it's not going to happen. You know, so, but I really loved
Santa Claus then.
A lot of nice.
I did. But, you know, I would lay in the floor like this. And I would watch the Statler Brothers come on singing, I'll go to my grave loving you. You know, and see the energy and the excitement. and feel that big quartet singing.
Yeah.
And those horns playing and the drums and all that stuff. And it just excited me. I turned Pentecostal right there on the living room floor, dancing all over the place.
Right
shouting,
there.
Yeah.
He's Church speaking of Christ. In tongues.
Yeah, and I'm Church Christ. So that says a lot.
Yeah.
For Halloween, he had his mom make him a white suit with a Star Spangled Banner shirt, and right? Aww. For a little Statler Brothers suit?
Right. I sure did.
Yeah. Oh,
and you know what? On our cruise that we do, this is true.
I've seen it.
On our cruise, Darren went out and had us red, white, and blue jumpsuits made kind of like the Statlers used to wear back in the 70s.
The bottoms, the whole nine yards.
And we did a Statler Brothers night on the cruise. And we came out there in those things, and people went crazy. We liked them so much that we even flew home in them.
Yeah, well, we just kept them on.
Wow. Well,
Parker hasn't taken it off, has he?
Yeah. He sleeps in it, yeah.
You wear them around the house?
Yeah,
honey.
I mean, I'll wear them out the mailbox. I mean, it's only caused two car wrecks, but it ain't been that bad.
Hey, that's what insurance is for.
And I try to get my kids to ask for autographs so I can write, you know.
Wow. Actually, you know, it might be a good, disciplinary thing. You know, if the kids don't behave, you're going to show up to school dressed like that.
Wow, that's a great idea.
You know what? You either clean your room or I'm showing up in your classroom dressed like this.
No. You have to you save it for if you skip school. If you skip school, I'm coming in that suit all day long. And I'll be walking around saying, is that the boy you think's cute? Is that the boy you think's cute?
But I've only got a son in school now. So.
Well, okay.
Or that's not the girl you think is cute. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I hear there's a sale on the Target.
Oh, my goodness. So how do you guys then balance now your TV show with your busy, busy tour schedule? How do you do that?
No sleep.
No, you didn't.
Who needs
20-hour days?
Well, the first 2 days that we were shooting the TV show, we were there 15 hours a day.
Wow.
And we had come right off tour and went right into the TV show tapings for 2 days, 15 hours apiece, and then went right back out on the road. And by the time the next tour was over, we had walked on the bus, but by the time we got back to Nashville, we crawled off the bus.
Because
we, you know, I told Zach, I said, if you book one more thing this week, we're going to kill you. I said, I've got to have some sleep. I've got to have some rest. So that's been tough, but we're trying to schedule now to where we were more smart about it.
And there's a little more downtime between.
Between and after, if we can.
Well,
so.
I'll give you an example how bad it was. We had done songs on our TV show that we had written and sang a lot.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the night, we couldn't remember any lyrics.
At all. Songs that you've sung 1,000 times.
Yeah, and I turned all the lyrics in for the teleprompter. And I thought, well, heck, we've done these over and over. This is going to be a cakewalk. Just get there and bam. By the end of all the cooking and everything that we had done and interviews and everything, we could not remember one line.
And what's funny is Darren
wildest
started
thing.
He was singing a song he wrote, and it's got a duet, a whole duet verse. And he was singing lead, and I was singing with him. He went off on some more words, and I just kept singing the original words, and I thought, well, that's different. You know, we were singing different words at the same time, and we just had to quit. So
I hope that makes it on the air, that one right there.
Believe me, it will not. Let me back up. Let me back up.
Unless
somebody has another $1 million for the second year show, yes, it could wind up on that.
Well, maybe on the DVD of all the episodes, you have a blooper reel.
We're going to.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, he probably did it on purpose just for the blooper reel.
He might have.
Yeah.
But it curled my hair. I couldn't believe we were doing that.
You don't have any hair.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So we were on the cruise, too, last year. Something else funny happened to us.
Okay.
So we got out there, I think it's the third night out. And we kicked into the show. And I had that microphone out there, and, man, that band was honking, you
know. He was wearing it out.
The crowds was, I mean, behind us, getting loud and getting into it. And, boy, I was singing my heart out, I thought. And so I guess right into the middle of the first verse of the song, I felt something in my pants area go on down there that didn't feel right. And I thought, oh. And I kept singing, and then everybody started laughing. And I looked down, and my pants had split in three areas, and it was just gone. And I'm just standing up there singing my heart out, and everybody's laughing and pointing. And I thought, what am I going to do? So I pulled my dress shirt out, and I held it down like this while I'm singing.
Finished the song, uh-huh.
And one of the mandolin players that was a guest on board ran some duct tape out, and I said, I'll take it from here. And I turned my back to the stage during the break, and I was taping everything up and turning. And it really ticked me off because I paid $45 for that suit.
Wow. Wow. You know?
Well, the good news is it took an entire roll of tape.
It did.
Just saying. Right?
Thank you. Exactly.
$45 for the suit. You expect that to last more than one show.
Yes.
You really do.
Yeah. Well, that's a...
I won it 25 times.
There was I like that. Crying. Something didn't feel quite right down there, and yet something felt oh so right.
There was a cool breeze coming through.
I've never felt so free in my life. And now here's where we lose a sponsor, because this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Toyota of Cool Springs.
That is so true. And for a really free feeling, drive a Toyota. Scott and I both drive Toyotas. We love that particular dealership. We get our car serviced there, and I'm going to be buying a car there pretty soon. And it's just a great, comfortable place to be.
Well, and it's nice because we go in there, and even the first time I went in there, nobody's jumping on you.
Right.
You know, they're letting you look around, and it's just real friendly. It's a low-key place. Go see George. He's the owner. Great service, great experience buying. They're just good folks there, and they have a website, right?
They do. They're at toyotaofcoolsprings.com. Go find them. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with more of Daily and Vincent here on the Music Row Show, so come on back. All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are here with, yes, the rock stars of bluegrass, Daly and Vincent. That one's going back a bit. That's Cumberland River.
Yeah.
Back from when they were the 2008 IBMA Entertainers of the Year.
Wow. Look at you.
I know.
And we're here on the Music Row Show. We're with Daly and Vincent, and they have a big new TV show on RFD that is starting next Saturday. Debuting with Vince Gill. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he sings like a woman.
I know.
But he lives in a nice house.
He really does, with the little putting green out front.
He is one of the finest people we have met in music that we've come to know over the years. And, you know, every time we've ever called and asked him, would you do a favor for us, or would you come do this with us? He handles it with such class, genuine class, and just...
So he tells you no, really,
but he does it so nicely.
But no, he's like, that's what pals are for. I'm on my way. I mean, you know, who does that?
Right.
I called Lady Gaga. She hung up on me.
Well, you know, she heard you were trying to upstage her with that whole pant splitting thing. You know, that's her act.
Well, you know, at the Grammys, we were nominated for a Grammy. One of the years that she was there, and we were on the red carpet with her. She was in front of us. That's the year she went. In the egg.
Remember? Oh, the egg. Oh, yeah.
So the next year we were nominated again, we rode our mandolin player in as an elk.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's Colorado's, you know, big thing out there.
Absolutely.
Since you brought that up, I have to say that one of the funniest videos, I went down the rabbit hole this week looking at different YouTube videos of you guys, and I just kind of keep going and going and going, but one of the funniest videos I saw was, don't worry, I wrote it this way too. Fee-fi-fi-fi-fi. Was you guys at the Grammy after party, and you know, there's like hip hop going on, and you're dancing with
my
Darren's wife.
Yeah.
And but I'm just thinking. Well, she was a very good dancer.
What about me?
She was a very good dancer.
Well, but, no, seriously, I thought I was dancing until someone stepped on my hand and got up.
Yeah,
it like,
didn't quite work.
No,
but seriously, at those at a L.A. Grammy after party, what's going on in your head when you're watching everything going on around you?
What was going on in my head is like, nobody's going to see this. So I'm just going to cut loose and dance. Little did I know he was videoing.
Yeah,
everything. If you go to the bathroom, he's videoing everything. Yeah. If you sneeze, he's got it on video. You know.
Wow.
Honestly, what really was the thing is, we are so honored to have been a part of the Grammys, and when you go out there, you know the odds are is you know it's potluck who's going to win, and of course you want to win.
Sure.
But when you don't win, with all the things that's going on out there, you can't help but enjoy yourself and have a great time.
And be thankful that
you're
there.
And be thankful that you're a part of five out of the whole entire world that wants to be there.
And the third time that we lost. Let me tell you, our third Grammy we were nominated for, we lost again.
Yeah.
So we said, okay. at the end of the Grammy show, let's break loose and go over to Beverly Hills and get something nice to eat, you know, and celebrate. Because it's for us, it was worth celebrating just having the nominations that we had. So we get over into Beverly Hills, and we walk in front of that Beverly Hills sign that's lit up at night. People walking down the sidewalks, and got a text from this gospel singer, Corey, from the Diplomats. He said, "My mom is your biggest fan. Would you all sing her a happy birthday video?" And we said, "Absolutely happy to do it." You know,
so I said, "Are you doing this on Hollywood Boulevard?"
Yes. So we get in front of the big Beverly Hills sign. It's all lit up. We're standing right in front of it. It's right behind us. And Julie holds it. Darren's wife holds that camera up there and does that, and we said, "Happy birthday to you," sang the whole thing, and we got finished. And she looked back at it, and she said, "Look at this. I don't think you want to send this." So when we looked at it, you couldn't see our faces. All you could see is the big sign and silhouette. And she said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "You send the video," and then we say, "Guess who?" So when I said that, it doesn't sound that funny on air right now. But when I said that, he about had a heart attack. He laughed so hard
that
he puked. And he was actually on the grass on his back in Beverly Hills
doing screaming.
Screaming. I got to laughing so hard, I got to up chucking. His wife lost all of her makeup. These people were starting to gather around looking. Like,
who are these people?
And you could see them. They were
throwing dollar bills thinking it was a show.
Yeah, and some guys said, I need to call the cops or the police. You know. But I told Darren, I said, isn't it a testament? Though we lost our shorts again out here, that we're still celebrating. I mean, we're having the time of our life out here as losers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know,
it was a lot.
And
of
we
fun.
Got back in the rental van and started back at the hotel, and we got tickled again in the van and had to pull over. And he got out.
I couldn't drive.
Jumping up down at the red light, and people just looking at you know. Like, who are these two hillbillies?
Wow. You guys really, really worked on your just being nominated as an honor speech. I mean, you guys went all out.
We went all out. You threw up on Hollywood Boulevard.
Sure did. We wanted to know we were there.
You are rock stars. They are the rock stars of the grass.
With no alcohol or anything.
Yeah. No. We would love a song. I know you have your guitar plugged in.
Happy birthday. Perfect.
It's somebody's birthday out there somewhere.
Backlight him. Sorry, I got a little carried away.
Man.
Well, what do you guys feel
like
you might
play? We've only been on the road for 16 days.
Oh, well, that's all. You should be warmed up then.
Not a problem.
Glad you're here. All right.
Do y'all want to? I mean, y'all can. We can be a quartet. You can sing bass. You can sing.
Okay. Boom bappa, boom bappa, boom bappa.
Yeah.
You know any Statler Brothers? No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
I know you do.
One maybe. What do you feel like singing?
Do we have any anniversaries out there tonight? Is anybody in love?
Well, it's our show's anniversary.
It is.
Well, this might not be the right song.
I know. Did you hear the second part of the question?
Yeah. No. I'm in love with the show.
Okay, stop.
I don't know.
Stop. Let's
send this out to all your fans who are celebrating 50 years plus of marriage.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, all of our fan.
Yeah, we're just saying a little bit.
My parents. Good.
Yeah, this will not work for the show.
You and I were meant for one another. Today we'll join our hearts eternally. And this moment I'll always remember. All the words that mean so much to me. And you're my only love. My only love. And I just thank
Wow.
Wow.
Don't say it, Heino. Scott? Do not say it.
Well, it's been good seeing you, boys.
You want a Periscope?
All right, all right.
Oh,
let's,
my goodness.
Let's reel this back in. Beautiful, all right. Beautiful.
You guys got something cool coming up here pretty soon. Landfest, I believe.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Fest.
That's yeah.
Third annual? Is that right?
Second, I think, isn't it?
Is it our second?
No, it's like,
I don't know.
I think it's our third.
It's our third year.
Yeah, okay, third.
Of our Landfest. And we've got the Cleverleys coming, who are hilarious. We have the Lonesome River Band,
yeah.
Blue Highway, which is great, great,
yes.
Great bluegrass groups. The Gatlin Brothers are coming. And, you know, we all know Larry Gatlin's crazier than a sprayed cockroach,
sure,
but
yes.
We love him anyway.
Right.
You know? And they'll be over there singing some of their hits. Who else
Rudy's
we got?
That not that far behind. Larry,
hey, you
Rudy.
Know what? We've also got a young lady and her band that is still in
oh,
the top
lions.
10 on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And you need to have her on here. She's one of the most beautiful singers in bluegrass right now, called Summer McMahon and Mountain Faith. They are incredible.
Okay.
And even Howard Stern likes them on the show. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
well, if Howard likes them.
Music City, or not Music City, what's that called?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but where are they at in New York?
Oh, they've been at
Radio City.
City.
Radio
yeah.
City
yeah.
Music
yeah.
Hall.
Radio City. Yeah.
So they're going to be at our festival.
Nice.
The Isaacs.
The Isaacs.
You know the Isaacs. They'll be on another Thursday night.
Yeah. And then wow. We got three other things that are really fun that
band
we want
contest.
To talk about.
Yeah, well, there's a competition it somehow
Saturday.
Involves. Tell us
right,
about that.
Right. And the band contest, whoever wins that gets to open up that evening show for us,
nice.
Gatlin Brothers, all of us.
Wow.
So if they really want an opportunity, you need to come and get in that
and
band
I think
contest.
That's how you boys can get your band started.
You think so? All right.
Yeah.
I like
it.
I'm
going
to go buy a tuba tonight.
Okay, do that.
Or tomorrow, maybe.
And another something else that we're very, very, very excited about is we're going back for a second time to play our show at Carnegie Hall
nice.
January
wow.
25th in Manhattan. And our first time there this year was just absolutely one of the most fun things we've ever done. And it was so touching to walk out in that big hall and during sound check. And, I mean, I was overcome with emotion. He was. And they've invited us to come back
nice.
January 25th.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. We're really excited.
I wonder, when people say things like that, I wonder if, like, the crew, the people that work there, they're there every day. It's old hat to them. They're like, we got a crier. We got another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure everybody has that reaction.
They did.
Walk out, it's just...
And they only held us in a padded room for about 10 minutes. But, you know, yeah.
So not as long as in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like the first time you play the Opry or
yeah.
You know what? One of our... a young kid songwriter just moved to town a few months ago. His name's Davis Corley. I'll mm-hmm. give him a
yeah.
shout out. He was on Facebook today. He's going to be playing the songwriter night, or the showcase tonight at the Bluebird.
Oh, wow.
And it's his first time at the Bluebird. There are certain things that, you know, if you're a songwriter, the Bluebird, if
yeah.
performer Carnegie Hall, my gosh, or Madison Square Gardens, those are the places that you're like, oh,
now,
my gosh.
We've been very blessed. We've played the Lincoln Center there, and we've played Carnegie Hall now, getting ready to play Carnegie Hall again.
Mm-hmm.
We sold out the Ryman for the third year in a row this year, or fourth year in
yeah.
a row this
but
year.
Who's counting?
And we set back sometimes as being an acoustic band, you know, that's not mainstream country, we sit back and sometimes and pinch ourselves and say, why us? You know, because we're not a Dierks Bentley or, you know, some of these big guys that we love. We're not
right.
them. But it's really cool to see 2,400 people to come
yeah.
and see the little, you know, little old us and seem to enjoy it. And so we thank God for our blessings every day mm. for these wonderful things, because it may not always be around.
That's
so.
Right. First time I ever played Carnegie Hall, I was with Ricky Skaggs,
mm.
and it was the Grand Ole Opry. They were doing a birthday show up there. All the stars of the
mm-hmm.
Opry was at Carnegie Hall. They got a DVD of it. And the coolest thing I remember was I had a Facebook picture for a long time of me and little Jimmy Dickens in the door right before you walk on stage. And I got to get back online, but I remember walking backstage where we were held up to do our part up there this year. And the memories of seeing Alan Jackson, Alison Krauss, every Opry star sitting in a seat, because there's no like back rooms like the Ryman or the Grand Ole Opry. They have separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ain't the way this was. Martina McBride, all these artists were sitting in their chairs out in this one huge long backstage. And
wow.
everybody's together. The bands, all of us were just standing around. And I will never forget that. It was one of the most precious moments. And I wish I'd have taken a picture, but I was so afraid back then to shoot any photos of that sort of artist. I would have never done that. But it's a wonderful memory, and I'm so thankful that we got to go back there. And it was very emotional to have been there and then go back with something that we've created and we're doing together and really a labor of love for us. We bawled like two little babies backstage right before we went out to play because we were so thankful.
That's great. Now, the show you're talking about, the Opry show, that was filmed for TV. It seems like I've seen that on public broadcasting
or something
like that.
That's a great show. It really was.
It's a great show. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with more of Daly and Vincent. Make sure and tune into their show on RFD-TV next Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and you're listening to the Music Row Show. We'll be right back.
Diamonds on the windshield as heaven starts to cry. In his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again.
Oh, yeah, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are just having so much fun, we forgot that we were on the radio. We're here with Daly and Vincent, and that is Brothers of the Highway, the title track of Brothers of the Highway, which is a great, great CD. I was saying earlier that I've been driving around with that particular one in my car for a couple years now, and it's awesome.
Sorry, so, you really got to be here during the breaks, which, by the way, Darren, what's your all's Twitter?
Daly Vincent, at Daly Vincent.
I think I'm at Darren Vincent on this one.
This one, at Darren Vincent.
Darren Vincent Twitter, yeah, we're periscoping on Darren.
Get on Twitter with Darren Vincent, and you can actually hear and see what we're doing during the break.
You can hear all about
Jamie's grandma.
We were talking about outtakes earlier. Boy, have we got some outtakes for you.
Yes.
For this one. So what would you say if people were to ask you about, you know, life as a performer? What are some of the most and least glamorous aspects of life as a performer?
Well, the least is, you know, a lot of people, you know, sometimes say, boy, y'all are so lucky to get to go out there and make all kinds of money and be in the spotlight. When you get on the bus and you're rolling down or you're rolling across America and you turn the lights out in your bunk, you're just laying there in the dark. Mm-hmm. I mean, not much glamour.
Well, it depends on the bunk.
Yeah, it depends on the bunk. So, and the hard work that you really have to put into this, what people don't realize with us, they might with others, is that when we come home on Monday mornings, we go into meetings with our manager for 2 hours, and then we go to our business manager's office, and we turn money in, and we go over the financials and all that. Mm-hmm. We normally have to meet with our attorney about every other week about something that's going on or contracts or something. And it's a business day for Monday and Tuesdays, going to the banks and all the stuff that you have to do to get ready to go back out on the road. You're handling the business end of it. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing radio interviews or TV interviews and all that stuff. And so that's the most non-glamorous part of it.
Right.
But like Darren was talking about Carnegie Hall a while ago and working the show with all the stars. Years ago with Doyle, I worked the Hollywood Bowl with Meryl Streep and John C. Reilly. Now, those are the glamorous sides. And you're sitting there eating fried chicken backstage across from Meryl Streep listening to stories. And it doesn't get any better than those type of days. And that's the glamorous part. In general, we like to work a lot on our own in theaters and buildings, just daily, an evening with Daly and Vincent and our wonderful band. And we enjoy doing that a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've been very blessed to have a good sellout ratio across America. And so we enjoy doing that. But when we do get to work with some of those other artists that we love and respect, it's just extra gravy on the mashed potatoes.
Mm. I think one of the non-glamorous things I don't think anybody can ever prepare you for. I remember when we started this group, you know, Ricky Skaggs said there's a lot of things that, you know, good and bad. And one of the things that this really hurts my heart is when you have to let an employee go.
Yeah. Mm.
And you know you're taking that from their family, but you have to – that's the sad part of being a boss. And I'm telling you what, it really – I pray for them. I cry for them. because we have the business side of it is we have to have employees that makes our music sound better, us sound better,
sure,
entertainment. I mean, it's a whole thing.
And somebody that's easy to get along with, too.
And,
you
yeah,
know.
It's the whole gamut. But to let an employee go, that's something that nobody can ever prepare you for. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the hardest struggles for me and Jamie, because we love people. We love the people that's work for us, have a high respect for them. But when it comes to that time to make that decision, that is one of the unglamorous things and one of the worst things in the whole world that nobody could ever prepare you for.
Yeah.
And another thing for me personally, and I'll get through this, you want to grab your Kleenex, ladies. But missing birthdays, kids' birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's been one of the hardest things. First days of school.
Wish I could have been there.
I know it. And my children were saved at church. I wasn't home.
Oh. Mm.
And so those memories I don't have of my kids. I remember the phone calls and my wife crying and saying, Zachary got saved, Victoria got saved tonight, Chandler got saved. And that's some of the best moments of my life. But I wasn't there for them. So those are the things that that you miss out on. But the best part about it is what we do is we go and entertain folks that are sick, going through some really rough times, and they say, you guys are the only thing that gets us through our days.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the payoffs that nobody can see. They give us maybe a minute or two of their time because we go out and sign autographs after every show. We spend time with our fans till the last one's gone. Whatever they want to tell us, we'll sit there and listen. But those are the things that we cherish that we don't tell any other people. We just hold those in our hearts. But people are so nice to come up and give testimonies what our music and songs have done for them to get them through cancer, treatments, all these different things. And we never want suicide to be, you know, anybody to commit suicide. But there was a story a guy had emailed in and said that he was so lonely at Christmas. And I believe it was the song, I Believe, the gospel song that Jimmy Fortune wrote about his mother. He was sitting there, had a gun, getting ready to put it in his mouth. And that song came on. I don't know if it was on Sirius XM radio. I don't know what it was. But I Believe came on. He gave his heart to the Lord right there.
Wow.
And he was about to commit suicide. And he told us that story. And I'm telling you what, knowing we had an impact on somebody's life like that, that you can't put a price tag on that.
That is awesome.
And then there's, you know, like from January all the way up to the mid to late July, we had been on the road nonstop so much that the bus was our home, had been our home all year. So we'd been home a week at the 1st of August, and we'd been home about 7 days.
Wow.
And I called Darren because it was feeling weird. So we went and we got on the bus and just rode around Nashville all night. Just feel like we were back, you know. Just, you know. Make sure we weren't losing our touch. You know?
All right.
On that note,
let's take a break. We're going to be back with more of Daily and Vincent. You're listening to the Music Row Show. We will be right back.
Lower my body and lift my soul and tell me to come on home. Let me leave this world of sin. Cause heaven's where I want to roam. I will bow my head, raise my hands, get down on my knees. I just beg and pray that I someday will have a place on Calvary.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Place on Calvary. Great tune by Daily and Vincent, who just happened to be in the studio here with us right now.
Yes, they do.
So we mentioned earlier that you have a brand new live CD that's out finally. I don't know what took you guys so long. What did you guys do? How did you go about making songs different on the record or on the live CD than what you did on your previous recordings?
Well, we had an orchestra that joined us on 6 or 7 songs, as you'll hear on the CD or watch on the DVD. We've done a lot of writing with great writers like Karen Staley, who wrote hits for Faith Hill and Trisha Yearwood. And great writers like Bill Anderson and Jimmy Fortune.
So you've got new songs.
A lot of new songs on there that we wrote with those guys. And Jeffrey East, who's a great writer in town, just signed a big deal.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
And we're really excited about those songs. And one of the songs on there is called American Pride. And Jimmy and Bill and I had penned it 2 weeks before we were going to Houston, Texas. And we got out in Houston, Texas to a big outdoor amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of thousand people out there. And so we thought we'd close our show with it. And by the time we got to the first chorus of the song, everybody in Houston was on their feet standing.
It's wild.
I mean, just shouting, going crazy. Really? And I looked at Darren and I said, I think we need to cut this on the new DVD. I think so, too. Yeah. So that's kind of how we come to grips. Also, how we're going to record songs, whether it's what the people like.
Sure.
If they don't really react to something, it's like, okay, kind of get rid of that one. If they react, ooh, let's record it.
Yeah.
Right now, Richard Sturban's driving home saying, will they let them finish their story?
We love those guys.
I feel so bad about that. Oh,
what legends, what icons.
You know, one of the coolest things about this, I don't think we've ever been this long at number one, but it's been number one 14 weeks on Billboard.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks to Cracker Barrel, Old Country Store, and the people out there. But I don't think we've ever had a number one record for 14 weeks.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, usually our songs start at the bottom, then go down. Yeah.
And speaking of symphony, we're going to be with the Nashville Symphony April the 12th.
Really?
Yeah, at the Skimmerhorn.
Okay. Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk real quick. There's a few videos of your daughter and you singing. Mm-hmm. And then there's one where she's singing with all y'all doing a great song. Is she still, now she's probably 18 now, isn't she? 17, 18?
Yeah, she's going to college. Yeah.
Is she still leaning towards music? And if any of your kids are moving towards music, what are some advice that you'd give your kids as far as a business?
Be a doctor.
Well, let us tell you, and Darren can lead to this, but the best way to make $1 million in bluegrass music is to start with five. Five million.
She's actually going to be a therapist, music therapist.
Oh, good for her. I'm really
for
bluegrass artists?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, but there's a real big movement going on with therapy with music.
Yeah.
And she loves helping people. My wife's really, she's a principal over there in DeKalb County. And we love helping children. In fact, this week we adopted a new girl in our family.
Hey, congratulations.
And her name is Taylor Leanne Daly Vincent.
Isn't
that cool?
How about that?
Yeah. So my advice is just to follow your heart. But we sing in church together. And anytime we're local, she comes up and sings with, and she calls him Uncle Jamie. So we sing together. But yeah, she's not pursuing any music, but she loves to sing, loves music, and she's going to do something really cool to help people with therapy with music. So I'm
That's
proud
awesome.
Of her.
That's
awesome. That's
great. So with everything we've talked about and everything you've had go on in your careers, when can we expect y'all to pull a Swift and announce your pop album?
Well, we were going to talk about that tonight.
on their cruise.
I said, Darren, you know, I'm 40 years old. By the time we're 60, I would like to, you know, do a farewell tour, farewell concert, come off the road. And he said, well, how do you want to end that last year? I said, we should announce the pop side of Daly and Vincent. And that way, when everybody's ticked off, we're done anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's
good idea.
Yeah. Or good idea. It could be phase two.
Yeah.
Probably not, but yeah. That'll be the time I use this free oil.
Oil change, yes. Perfect.
Do you guys, we just have a couple minutes here, but do you guys, I know you both write, do you get to write much on the road, or do you prefer being home for that? Are you inspiration writers, or do you say, we're writing today at 10 a.m.?
I've written a lot of songs lying in my bunk. If something will hit me, and I'll get my phone out and I'll just start typing the lyrics down. Then I'll get up and run to the back of the bus, grab a guitar, write the song, and be done with it.
No, he's not done with it. He comes up and I hear this on my bunk. Yeah. Hey, let me sing this for you.
Yeah. And I'll sing it to the bunk, you know, while he's lying there.
Sounds good. Shut up.
Sounds like a hit, and I go to bed. Yeah.
And then there's other times when I'm home, I'll call Jeffrey East, say, hey, you want to write Tuesday? Or, hey, Whispering Bill, you want to write Tuesday? And then we get together and write. And so that's how I do it. Darren,
I'm not a writer. Jamie's
well,
the real.
Written,
you're the
well,
real.
You've written
girl.
Some
I'm
stuff though.
To you.
You've written a lot of songs.
I've not. I just get inspired to write. And
okay.
I'll do a melody and I'll write it. And I'll record it and then I'll give it to somebody that can really do lyrics because I can barely talk.
All right.
Well,
since we're kind of up against the clock here.
I got some.
Machine I was going to ask them for their website. Where can people find you online?
Official Daly and Vincent Facebook.
Okay. And then website is dailyandvincent.com.
Dailyvincent.com.
Dailyvincent.com.
D-A-I-L-E-Y.
All right.
There you go. And then just a couple quick machine gun questions from your YouTube videos. Jamie, is there any state you are still allowed to golf in?
No, they pretty much barred me. It was an executive order handed down by President Bush at the time.
Oh, understood. Yeah. Understood.
Says, he can never golf in any state in America again.
And Darren, I couldn't get to the story because you were laughing so hard. What's so funny about Jamie cutting the grass?
Oh, my Lord.
You got to see that on...
Story, Jamie's Lawnmower Story.
We're out of time.
See, Richard? Did you hear that? Richard Sturban, we got cut
Thanks,
off.
Richard.
Oh, it's a good story, though. Anyway, go check out Daily Vincent, dailyvincent.com. Buy their new CD. It's a great concert. And DVD as well. And we'll see you next week on the Music Rush Show. Thanks for tuning in. Strong.